Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 4. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Oh, you're back early. How was the training session?
Fine, but I'm really tired and a bit hungry.
I've bought some bananas. Would you like one?
Well, I don't know. What's that delicious smell?
Roast chicken and potatoes. I'm cooking lunch. It will be ready in 30 minutes. I can make you a sandwich now.
No, thanks. I think I can wait half an hour.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Oh, you're back early. How was the training session?
Fine, but I'm really tired and a bit hungry.
I've bought some bananas. Would you like one?
Well, I don't know. What's that delicious smell?
Roast chicken and potatoes. I'm cooking lunch. It will be ready in 30 minutes. I can make you a sandwich now.
No, thanks. I think I can wait half an hour.
Tekst drugi.
Dad, we're having an exhibition of old electronic items at school tomorrow. Everybody is bringing something. Do we have anything I could take?
What about my huge old phone?
Actually, one of my classmates has already brought in a phone, so I should bring something else.
There's my electric toy car. It still works.
Sorry, Dad, but it's broken. Stephen was playing with it and dropped it.
Well, we have Mum's old camera then.
Unfortunately, we don't. Mum gave it to Uncle John for his collection.
Oh, so take the toy car with you tomorrow. Even if it doesn't work, it's still better than another telephone.
I guess you're right, Dad. That's what I'll do.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Dad, we're having an exhibition of old electronic items at school tomorrow. Everybody is bringing something. Do we have anything I could take?
What about my huge old phone?
Actually, one of my classmates has already brought in a phone, so I should bring something else.
There's my electric toy car. It still works.
Sorry, Dad, but it's broken. Stephen was playing with it and dropped it.
Well, we have Mum's old camera then.
Unfortunately, we don't. Mum gave it to Uncle John for his collection.
Oh, so take the toy car with you tomorrow. Even if it doesn't work, it's still better than another telephone.
I guess you're right, Dad. That's what I'll do.
Tekst trzeci.
Tim, your shoes are all wet and dirty.
Oh, sorry. I was playing football before school and it started to rain.
Do you have any other shoes with you to change into?
I'm sorry, I don't. But I can call my mum and ask her to bring some. She's at home now.
Yes, please do that. And could you also clean the floor here before the other students come in? The class is starting soon.
Okay, I will.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Tim, your shoes are all wet and dirty.
Oh, sorry. I was playing football before school and it started to rain.
Do you have any other shoes with you to change into?
I'm sorry, I don't. But I can call my mum and ask her to bring some. She's at home now.
Yes, please do that. And could you also clean the floor here before the other students come in? The class is starting soon.
Okay, I will.
Tekst czwarty.
What do you think of this one?
It's strange, but beautiful. It's a waterfall. And a big fish.
What? To me, it's just a blue triangle and a few straight lines.
That's the point. Everyone can see it differently. It's brilliant.
You must be joking. Even my little sister could paint something better.
No, I'm serious. This artist is a genius. Maybe she'll be famous one day.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What do you think of this one?
It's strange, but beautiful. It's a waterfall and a big fish.
What? To me, it's just a blue triangle and a few straight lines.
That's the point. Everyone can see it differently. It's brilliant.
You must be joking. Even my little sister could paint something better.
No, I'm serious. This artist is a genius. Maybe she'll be famous one day.
Tekst piąty.
My school requires that students' hair must be a natural colour. Some of my friends say we should be allowed to come to school with pink or green hair. I disagree with them. I think the school has the right to decide what hair colour students are allowed to have. That's fair enough for me. I sometimes colour my hair purple for a party on Saturday, but I wash it out before I go to school on Monday.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
My school requires that students' hair must be a natural colour. Some of my friends say we should be allowed to come to school with pink or green hair. I disagree with them. I think the school has the right to decide what hair colour students are allowed to have. That's fair enough for me. I sometimes colour my hair purple for a party on Saturday, but I wash it out before I go to school on Monday.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Many of my friends have different pets at home, dogs, cats, or hamsters. I sometimes feel sad that I don't have one. I think that a dog would be perfect for me. At the moment, we live in a small flat and there are four of us, so having a pet here is not a good idea. But my dad says that he will get me one when we move to a big new house next year.
Wypowiedź druga.
Taking care of a pet is good for you. For example, when you have a dog, you take it for walks, which is great exercise for you. Holding a pet with soft hair, for example a cat, is relaxing. But cats and dogs run and jump, so they are not a good option for me because I have a huge collection of glass animals at home and I wouldn't like anything to happen to them. So my pet is a hamster.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Although I love dogs, my parents say that we can't have one because of my sister's allergy. But they have allowed me to become a volunteer at a local dog's home, and I'm starting next month. I'm going to go there twice a week to walk the dogs and play with them. I think that working there will be great, because I like taking care of animals. I hope the dogs will like me, and we will become friends.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
A few days ago, I found a puppy near my house. I took him home and tried to find his owner, but no one was looking for the puppy. I wanted to keep him, and my parents didn't mind, but I already have a cat, and she doesn't like the puppy. So we've decided that we can't keep him after all. Now I'm looking for an owner who will love him and take good care of him.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Many of my friends have different pets at home, dogs, cats, or hamsters. I sometimes feel sad that I don't have one. I think that a dog would be perfect for me. At the moment, we live in a small flat, and there are four of us, so having a pet here is not a good idea. But my dad says that he will get me one when we move to a big new house next year.
Wypowiedź druga.
Taking care of a pet is good for you. For example, when you have a dog, you take it for walks, which is great exercise for you. Holding a pet with soft hair, for example a cat, is relaxing. But cats and dogs run and jump, so they are not a good option for me because I have a huge collection of glass animals at home and I wouldn't like anything to happen to them. So my pet is a hamster.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Although I love dogs, my parents say that we can't have one because of my sister's allergy. But they have allowed me to become a volunteer at a local dog's home, and I'm starting next month. I'm going to go there twice a week to walk the dogs and play with them. I think that working there will be great, because I like taking care of animals. I hope the dogs will like me, and we will become friends.
Wypowiedź czwarta.
A few days ago, I found a puppy near my house. I took him home and tried to find his owner, but no one was looking for the puppy. I wanted to keep him, and my parents didn't mind. But I already have a cat, and she doesn't like the puppy. So we've decided that we can't keep him after all. Now I'm looking for an owner who will love him and take good care of him.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Some unusual guests visited an art museum in Kansas City a few days ago. Two zoo workers took four penguins to the museum to show them the paintings. Why were the birds taken to the museum? The director of the zoo had noticed that the penguins were bored because the zoo was closed to visitors for a few weeks. He decided that the birds needed a change in their routine. He called his friend, the director of the museum, and together they organized the trip. Surprisingly, the birds paid no attention to paintings showing seas or oceans. Cold colors like blue weren't their favorites. Instead, they most enjoyed paintings with a lot of orange elements. They stood longer in front of them, so they clearly loved this color. Also, they preferred paintings showing people rather than nature. The director of the museum said that the penguins were great fans of Italian artists. Interestingly, he talked in Spanish to the birds. He thought it would make the visit more exciting for the penguins because they were born in Peru. Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Some unusual guests visited an art museum in Kansas City a few days ago. Two zoo workers took four penguins to the museum to show them the paintings. Why were the birds taken to the museum? The director of the zoo had noticed that the penguins were bored because the zoo was closed to visitors for a few weeks. He decided that the birds needed a change in their routine. He called his friend, the director of the museum, and together they organized the trip. Surprisingly, the birds paid no attention to paintings showing seas or oceans. Cold colors like blue weren't their favorites. Instead, they most enjoyed paintings with a lot of orange elements. They stood longer in front of them, so they clearly loved this color. Also, they preferred paintings showing people rather than nature. The director of the museum said that the penguins were great fans of Italian artists. Interestingly, he talked in Spanish to the birds. He thought it would make the visit more exciting for the penguins because they were born in Peru.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
You were late again yesterday, Josh.
Wypowiedź druga.
Let me carry your suitcase. It looks very heavy.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Is this a good price for a tennis racket?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
All the best for your exam today.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
You were late again yesterday, Josh.
Wypowiedź druga.
Let me carry your suitcase. It looks very heavy.
Wypowiedź trzecia.
Is this a good price for a tennis racket?
Wypowiedź czwarta.
All the best for your exam today.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.